The New England Patriots romped all over the L.A. Chargers 41-28 at Foxborough yesterday, led by Sony Michel's 129 yards on the ground and three touchdowns on the day. Tom Brady found Philip Dorsett in the end zone for a touchdown pass and finished with 343 yards. The Patriots' defense made life miserable for Chargers quarterback Philip Rivers, who was constantly hounded, had to hurry a lot of his throws, and was sacked twice. He's now 0-5 in career playoff games at Foxborough, and the three touchdowns he did throw all came in the second half when the game was already well out of reach. All well and good for New England, but I would like their chances in the AFC Championship game against the high-powered offense of the Kansas City Chiefs much better if next weekend's game was being played again at Foxborough. The Pats beat the Chiefs at home earlier this year. It was a wild 43-40 win that revealed just how dangerous Chiefs quarterback Pat Mahomes can be. Of course, Tom Brady is pretty good, too. But that horrific loss, remember, in Miami earlier this season when the Pats gave up a 70-yard touchdown on the last play of the game, a lateral desperation, sandlot, backyard kind of play run by Miami that ended up with Dolphins celebrating in the end zone in front of a stunned Patriots defense. Well, that may just be the game that ultimately keeps the Pats from returning to the Super Bowl. Because had the Patriots made that one tackle they needed on that last play and won that game in Miami, they would have finished with the AFC's number one seed instead of number two, and they'd be hosting the championship game next weekend instead of having to face the Chiefs in front of an enormous and vociferous crowd at Arrowhead Stadium in KC. I just cannot see the Chiefs losing that game at home next week. The guess here is they will win by at least 10 points, but I do hope I'm wrong. The Philadelphia Eagles will not be the first team since the Patriots to win back-to-back Super Bowls. The Eagles got off to a great start in New Orleans yesterday, jumping out to a 14-0 lead against the Saints before Drew Brees and company hit their stride and came back in the second half for a 20-14 win. Brees completed long scoring drives of 92, 79, and 67 yards, and Marcus Lattimore was the hero on defense, intercepting two passes by Eagles quarterback Nick Foles. The second was the big one, picking off a ball that deflected off the hands of receiver Ashlyn Jeffery with 2 minutes left, sealing the win for the Saints, who returned to the NFC Championship game for the first time since 2009 when they won their first and to date only Super Bowl. They'll be hosting the LA Rams at the Superdome next week, and I think that they will be Super Bowl bound after that game. The University of Vermont took first place at the St. Lawrence Carnival Ski Competition held in Lake Placid over the weekend. Ben Ogden and Lena Sutro won the men's and women's 10K Classic, respectively, to lead the Catamounts to their first Eastern Intercollegiate Ski Association win of the year. UVM took four of the six podium spots, coming from behind to beat rival Dartmouth, the Big Green finishing in second place, 30 points behind UVM. Sutro won her race by 2 seconds ahead of Middlebury's Annika Landis, and UVM's Anna Bizyukova finished in seventh. She summed up the weekend when she said, "All of these American athletes are heroes." Bizyukova is from Russia and was referring to the freezing temperatures that greeted the racers. And Bizyukova knows a thing or two about freezing temperatures, having trained in Siberia before coming over to the slightly more forgiving climate of Vermont. St. Michael's Nordic team also competed at the carnival, and they finished eighth out of 17 schools competing.